everybody. Recording live.
Cancel the apocalypse.
Conscious flow. Tap into the conscious flow. Shit. Yo, it's like this music, it's all we got, man. We gotta use it to like spread the message. Conscious flow. World is crazy. Politics, college tricks. Conscious flow. Tap into the conscious flow. Conscious flow.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Flow Radio. This is episode one of our intro series titled Conscious Flow 101. We're going to have three episodes here that are going to serve as a bit of an introduction to tell you what Conscious Flow is all about. Starting next month, we launch into full format with roundtable discussions, guest artists. So let's break out the first episode, Conscious Flow 101. It's in the music.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. That was The Roots. It's in the music. This is our first episode of our intro series. We just want to talk about radio as a medium because it's kind of dead. Radio was a precursor to television, and television pretty much binds everybody into, you know, the matrix, so to speak, these days. Radio was a precursor to that, and people used to do the same thing, but it wasn't so controlling, and it was very entertaining. People would just sit around and listen to the radio, you know, for certain programs, radio theater, that kind of thing. And I think that's real important, and it's kind of like a part of history. Our aim as a radio program here is to bring back kind of the spirit of that radio program, but also incorporate some other aspects, you know, live music, MCs, ciphers, interviews with bands, and also talk. We're going to have a roundtable discussions and try and introduce, you know, intelligent debate, basically, because you don't see a whole lot of that. Just a couple of professional nods to some people that have led me down this path. There's some guys out of Georgia who were doing a show called Out There Radio, and that's a podcast about just conspiracy, esoteric, all kinds of things. And that was one thing that kind of led me to think that I might actually be able to do something like this. So this is a fun venture. And also a guy named Don Geronimo, who's on the radio for 23 years. He used to always talk about old style radio and how he came up, worked in radio his entire life. And so I just want to say thank you to those guys and join you in a second for the next segment.
Just too bad they stare.
talking about the state of radio also right now. Radio is very commercialized. It's just, they're all radio stations are owned by companies. There's this big conglomeration, and you see the same type stations in the same markets. It's almost like, I call it serial market radio. And, you know, you've got things like the Verizon Center, Nissan Pavilion, all these places that used to be, what happened to the Capitol Center? You know, places used to be named after, they'd have their own names for the stadium or the park, and now they're all owned by companies. You know, that's all you see is ads. Everything is marketing. That shouldn't be involved in radio. Radio is supposed to be public airwaves, and that's kind of what we intend to bring back. There is an agenda a little bit because, I mean, you could argue both ways, but I mean, who knows? There's definitely a flavor of the week type of air to top 40 radio. And the people that do have hits, really, the music is really not good. It's not just a matter of, you know, I don't like it or you know, someone, just a different kind of music, but the music just isn't good. Or it's rip-off type stuff or just a packaged presentation to make money. And that's not what music is supposed to be about. It really produces a short attention span audience and decreases the musical shelf life of just art. If you think about some of your classic albums, you know, how many of those are coming out these days? A lot of stuff is just fly-by-night music to make money, tour a little bit, and, you know, recoup funds. I chose this medium to kind of try and bring back a sense of art to radio, and hopefully I'll be able to accomplish that.
I am the music. I have yet to define myself as just one thing. Let's just say that I am the actual and factual supernatural, sight and surround sound, signification, a conversation. Two or more words rhyming in song form, a spoken syncopation. The reason, the root of reanimation and realization that life is rhythm. I am the heartbeat and the heartache, the here and now. The purpose, the point, the living proof of a God somewhere, the lifeline, lifelike laser beam, the progression and direction. Always will be, always was, where all comes from and all must return. The center of a perfect circle. I am your soul. Music of your mind. Each feeling causing each function to be in conjunction with music. Time beats rhyme wrong, so lights, camera, action, I'm on. I have them standing in line to get their mind blown. I'm selling soul, rapping and singing and screaming and yelling soul, manufacturing, marketing, pricing, packaging, and emailing soul. No rehearsal, this one verse will coerce you like a commercial, but what I must first do is make my presentation a bit more personal. Everything must go For a small price, you can have the heart of me. There is no part of me that can't be calculated into commodity. My music's a mountain with a milestone, a million miles above monotony. And then to make it feel so good, that it got to be God, it got to be. I paint prophecy, you know, airbrush atrocity with philosophy. And people ask me, am I gonna preach one of these days? And I just tell them, possibly, if you let me, I'll end up being everything, probably. And obviously, it's like any other job would be, so you might as well thank God for me. But isn't it amazing how the antenna ain't nothing but a sinner? You just can't go and be ordained over dinner. Now, I'm an interested intellectual or ABC it for a beginner. But yes, my season's still changing. It is almost winter, and I give it to you at God's speed. But yet, it's gentle. And when I rhyme, I make greed and fundamental. So even in black and white, my lyric is live and living color. My flow is fluorescent, like scripture, highlighted in bright yellow. And all this for $9.99. That's wonderful, and the great thing about it is, if you disagree, your money's refundable. But there's always something rewarding about every CeeLo Green recording, because even after all of your expenses, people still aspire affording. It's incredible how convincing I can be with a camera pointed at me. But really, sometimes rapping feel like tapping to make a cracker happy. But when the dat play and the beat get the bumping like adolescent acne, it's kind of sad, but it's showtime, my sentiment exactly. So don't get mad. Everybody's doing it. You know you and mine, a commercial with your own tennis shoe in it. Whether you're selling a dream, selling a scheme, or playing a role. Like it or not, we're selling songs.
Okay. Is music these days industry or art? There's two distinctly different things, and you know, there's a lot to be said for each side. Obviously, when you're an artist, you have to make a living, you know, but that changed at some point when people realized that you could put quantity over quality and you could make money. As soon as record companies started getting involved and things like that, it became a very bad situation, because then it was all about money, greed, power. It fell into the same pitfalls as almost everything else. Pop versus indie, it's not so much evil things. You know, pop can be good music. It's just that typically these days we're not used to that. Most of the pop is trash. So sometimes there, you get this divide of pop versus indie, and they might not necessarily be mutually exclusive. But there's a need for indie. Whenever there's any kind of, underlying theme at the top, which is all about getting money and, you know, making it, marketing and advertisers and things like that, the art falls away. And that's why indie is important. Indie always reminds people why they do music. And indie gets people out to shows at small places. And indie gets under 18, you know, kids to be able to have something to do to come to shows. So there's a definite need for indie. Record companies destroy a lot of the art and creativity in music. And that's why I really look at the creativity of freestyle and improv, because it represents an evolution of the music. You know, somebody in indie could do something that works and maybe it gets them on somewhere. They start to make some money. But if you're really, truly, indie isn't just not being signed. You know, it's kind of like a state of mind. Like, punk was not really as much a form of music as a state of mind. Indie and punk are a lot very similar. They're a lot alike. But there's a natural musical evolution that comes, and it's a very important thing. We were able to be the first, really the first or second generation of witnesses of hip-hop. That was a whole musical style that came out of nowhere. And, well, maybe not nowhere, but, you know, nobody saw it coming, and they certainly thought it was a fad and that it would die out quickly. And now it dominates the music market. So I feel very privileged to have seen the way a lot of that's gone down. But once again, you reach a lot of pitfalls, and then you got people just trying to make money because somebody sees a certain type of music as being hot these days. So really, there's no real art in it, and they're just trying to make money and get people to buy albums. So a lot of it is about image. It really is.
Shut up. se me puede cuidar, si no me vale mi vida. Baô numa fé, a boa goa goa, pai. Da baô numa fé, a goa goa, pai. Chevere, chevere. Mira, chegou a ver. Diga, 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 it's time for me more than a riot. Those who came before us, quiet. It's time for me more than a riot. Long live the revolution. Can't keep quiet. This time will be more than a riot. Religion is like prison. Keep the people locked up in different divisions. Some of them promise you heaven, but I see a whole lot of bullshit, ism, schism. Imperialism in the form of spirituality. Slave mentality, escape reality. What we supposed to just suffer and smile and be content? Sending our prayers to the clouds. I want my heaven now, freedom on earth. And if the preacher ain't with us, then we take it as church. What is it worth to have the biggest religion when the people got miserable living conditions? No water, no lights, no rights. All over Africa we fight, but we have to unite. Cause ain't no power in the gospel when the priest putting powder in his nostril. And the elders' council fails to lead, and the children suffer from daily need, and the people can barely eat. Is it a sin to stand up and fight against the ones that put us in handcuffs? Goddamn, what happened to the daily bread? Spread love. Ain't that what the Bible said? But in the name of the Bible, how much love is spread compared to how much love is shared?
Every day my people stay inside the box. Every day is the same day. Every day my people stay inside the box. Every day is the same day.
Separate religious and the spiritual, thank you. See, I don't be asking in the air. Every action is the prayer. The bear won't attack me, I'll be attacking the bear. See, back in the day, I used to work in the bookstore. My job was to find whatever book to look for. I remember one day this lady came for a Bible. We was out, so I started showing her other titles, trying to share information about her religion. Everything that I showed her was written by Christians. Still, she got the hell up out of the place. But a ransom did about me shaking her faith. Now, knowledge is power, we spread information. How strong is your faith? What it take to be shaken? Yo, I think she missed what Jesus was saying. Can't keep your eyes closed to a revelation. You could be speaking in tongues, I'll be speaking to sons and daughters. My reflection, of course, wisdom to what it is. Beautiful, attractive, my musical contraption. Classified as a usual practice, but that's what it takes to be a man. Free the land, grasp down to Babylon like the seed of the sand. Peace and fam, I want you all to stay strong and live long. Like play our song,
can't keep quiet. This time will be more than a riot. Can't keep quiet. This time will be more than a riot. Can't keep quiet. This time will be more than a riot. Can't keep quiet. This time will be more than a riot.
This way of life ain't right. Pray all day and night, don't fight. Poked up, doped up. Work three jobs and fill the gold cup. No water, no food, no lights, no rights, no power to the people tonight. It's gone, division and it works in prison. Look around, how my niggas is living. Everything we make, they taking it to the bank. While we sitting up in the church to give thanks. Don't you know the preacher got bank? Don't you know the dick smoke dank? Did you ever think the Bible was a prank? Somebody bought it to bank. Oh, they came, they had the Bible, we had the land. Now, we got the Bible, they got the land. And what did you believe in, heaven or hell? Life is what you make it, so that's why I rebel. Uncle Sam, got blood on his hands. How the devil stands. Nobody wanna help a nigga. Put your hands together, you with yourself, my nigga. Don't sit there. You won't have a body rushing to die. So do something, don't just suck and smile.
Every day, my people get inside the box. Every day, it's a sad day. Every day, my people get inside the box. Every day, it's a sad day.
Baba, baba, baba.
Baba,
Talk about music's role in society and history. Everybody who's familiar with Bob Marley knows how important he was to his society and what part he played in the history of his country and of reggae music and things like that. Politics, he, you know, got the two opposing political leaders to shake hands on stage during a concert, and that was a big thing. Music's role can definitely be that of a, you know, almost benevolent ambassador, kind of. I mean, I suppose it can be used for any ends to which you would try to put it, but really it just seems such like such a uniter of people. And when you think of people coming together to make music in a band and they come up with something collectively that none of them could have envisioned on their own, that's kind of like being tapped into a flow of consciousness or knowledge or creativity or art that's not of them. The real artists always say that music flows through them, that they're not really, you know, it's not an ego thing. I didn't create this music, you know, I played and it came out and it happened, you know. That's being tapped into the flow, and that's the effect that music can have on you when you're open to it. It's the universal language, and it really contains a power that nobody can grasp. Some might say that letting something flow through you is nefarious in some way. If you're a, you know, like a hardcore Christian that looks at things in very like black and white terms, like there's a big difference between like a lot of religious people just do not like any kind of music because they think there's something bad about it. Like, well, when you talk about when Carlos Santana talks about how this music flows through him, and they think it's something evil. I don't believe that. I think it's a collective, conscious thing that flows through the universe that everybody can tap into. And if you're open to it, it comes through you.
Cancel the apocalypse. Cartons of the Milky Way with pictures of a missing planet last seen in pursuit of an American dream. This fool actually thinks he could drive his Hummer on the moon, blasting DMX off the soundtrack of a South Park cartoon. Niggas used to buy their families out of slavery. Now we buy chains and links, smokes and drinks. They're paying me to record this, even more if you hear it. Somebody tell me what you think I should do with the money. Yes, Dredd, tell me what you think I should do with the money. Exactly how much is it gonna cost to free Mumia? What you gonna do with this freedom? Talk on the radio? Radio programming is just that, a brainwashed and cleaned of purpose. To be honest, some freedom of speech makes me nervous. And you looking for another martyr in the form of a man here like a mane with an outstretched hand? In a world of harsh thoughts, reactionary defensiveness, and counterintelligence, what exactly is innocence? Fuck it, I do believe the existence of police brutality. Who do I make checks payable to? A young child stares at a glowing screen, transfixed by tales of violence. His teenage father tells him that that's life, not that Barney shit. A purple dinosaur that speaks of love, a black man that speaks of blood. Which one is keeping it real, son? Who manufactured your steel, son? Hardcore, basing elements at the Earth's core. Fuck it, I'ma keep speaking till my throat sores. An MC told a crowd of hundreds to put their hands in the air. An armed robber stepped to a bank and told everyone to put their hands in the air. A Christian minister gives his benediction while the congregation hold their hands in the air. Love the image of the happy Buddha with his hands in the air. Hands up if you're confused, define tomorrow. Your belief system ain't louder than my car system. Nigga walked down my block with his rah-rah. A subwoofer on a leash, each one teach one. The DJ spins a new philosophy into a barren mind. I can't follow it. My head nods as if to clear the last image from an etch-a-sketch. Something like Rakim said. I could quote any MC, but why should I? I you to benefit me. Karmic repercussions are your tales of reality worth their sonic lace discussions. Suddenly the ground shivers and quakes. A newborn startles and wakes. Her mother rushes to her bedside to hold her to her breast. Milk of sustenance heals and nourishes. From the dead's creation, life still flourishes. Yet we focus on death and destruction, violence, corruption. My people, let Pharaoh go. What have you bought into? How much will it cost to buy you out? What have you bought into? How much will it cost to buy you out? What have you bought into? How much will it cost to buy you out?
Okay, that's it for this first show. I hope you've gotten an idea of kind of the reason we're doing this show. Some of the things that you can expect from us. Basically, it's going to be a talk show, also a music show. As you can tell, we're going to play songs throughout. We're going to play samples of, you know, comedians or movies that we think are relevant to the conversation. We're going to have roundtable discussions. We're going to do all that stuff. We're going to try to encompass everything and create something unique that hopefully appeals to a lot of people, and hopefully we can bring some knowledge to the table that some people might not otherwise have access to. So I just want to thank you all for listening, and this is the first episode. We've got two more available immediately. Just get onto the website. It's myspace.com/conscious_flow. You can also check us out at thecivilian.com and civiliannewswire.blogspot.com. Take it easy, everybody. Check out the other stuff, and we'll see you next month with our first full episode.
Talking to me? Please, please, can I borrow a nickel, a dime of that corner? Penny for a thought. How much it gonna cost to buy you out of buying into a reality that originally bought you? Dime a dozen. Yo, nigga's a dime a dozen. Penny for a thought, nigga. Come on, penny for a thought. Think fast. Come on, time is money.
Time is money, money is time. So I keep 7 o'clock in the back and gain interest in the hour of God. I'm seeking to buy my freedom. God grant me wings. I'm too fly, not too fly. I soar to look at humans without wings. So I soar and find tickling the feathers of my wings. Flying hysterically over land. Numerically, I am 7 mountains higher than the valley of death. 7 mountains higher than the valley of death. 7 dimensions deeper than dimensions of breath. 7 mountains higher than the valley of death. 7 dimensions deeper than dimensions of breath.
We're performing an exorcism and all this keep it realism. Flying sensationalism in the name of the hip hop that nurtures me, cultures me. We are ordering all evil entities to exit this body, leave this body. In the name of microphone scenes and a young boy's b-boy dreams, we try you to leave this body, leave this body. All evil entities, all wannabe MCs, decoys, decoys. Send in the true b-boys, the true b-boys. B-men, motherfuckers, b-men. In the name of Scott LaRock, in the name of Tito Rock. Motherfuckers, remember how to do the b-box. Rock, pop, I charge you to leave this body. Motherfuckers gonna think I'm crazy. Shit, I think your motherfuckers is crazy. I want my fucking MTV. Penny for a thought, nigga. Penny for a thought. The fuck have you bought into?